Okay, so then we're looking at the second section of the Shir, and I think what we should do is look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So starting at the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Aleph in Hamafkid, and the first part of the next Amud. So it's Ha'u Gavra, the third bottom line on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Ha'u Gavra, the Afkid Zuzi Gabi Chavre. So he gives his friend Reuben gives Shimon money to take to look after. Not as a borrow, not as a loive, but as a mafkid. Ashleminhu leime, he gave that money over to his mother. So Shimon gives it to his mother to like to take care of. Says Rashi, Ashleminhu doesn't mean he paid her with the money. Mesorov leime, he gave it to her. So that she should take care of it. And she puts it in a box. And the box gets stolen. So says Rava, how should we go about this? There are a few different ways we could approach it. The one thing is zilshlim. The first assumption is we should say to Shimon, you have to pay, because as Rashi says, the shomer shemosa l'shomer chayev. This would seem to be a simple case of a shomer shemosa l'shomer, and the mafkid says, I have no interest in the second shomer, I don't know them, I don't trust them for shvuas, and you must be chayev, without an option to make a shvua. Omar, but he could say, kol ha-mafkid al das ishto yevonov hu mafkid. It's different when you're moser to a member of a family. And this is where we started talking about last week. Is there a different halachic entity called a family or a household that operates like a little company where everybody is part of the same entity? Says Rashi, kol hamafkid al da shelo yehe shoma nimna bila moisran la anshei beiso hagedolim v'ne'emonim loy. Who the mafkid? There's an understanding that if I mafkid it, the nifkad is going to be free to give it at times to other members of his family who are responsible and are gedolim. So he can say, I didn't treat it in any way different to the way you would have expected, and therefore I'm not chayv. So in that case, let's go to the mother and say, so you're responsible. You need to pay. He didn't tell me this money belonged to a third party. Had he told me, I would have buried it in the ground. Says Rashi, let's say she was pushe. That was a kind of a pshia. She should have given it. She should have buried it in the ground in a much more secure way. So she says, had I known it was a pikodon, I would have taken better care of it. Neimale amailo amrislo. So let's say to him, so then you're responsible. You're responsible for not telling her that it was a pikodon. Omar kolshchen dechi aminala dedidi ninu tfei mizdaha rabuhu. I thought she's a loving mother and would take more care out of my own goods than somebody else's. I can't get into her head and figure things out. That's the assumption I made. Elo amar Rava. So says Rava, what's the answer? Mishtabo ihu dahanu zuzi ashleminu leime. What are we concerned about? We want to know that he hasn't kept the money himself. We want to know that he really did give it over to the mother. So let him take a shvur that he did. Umishtabe ime, dehanu zuzi utvinu bekartelite v'ignuf. And let the mother say that she take a shvur that she put the money in a box, which is a fair shmira, it's not pshia, and that they were stolen. So she's a shomeris chinam, and there was gneva v'aveda. As long as we're sure that there was gneva v'aveda and there was no shlichus yad, and there was no pshia, that's good. So we see that she's taking a shvur that she shaloi poshabo and shaloi sholchabo yad, basically. That's the meaning of the shvur that she's taking. Says Tosfos, kol ha-mafkid al das ishto yuvonov hu mafkid, omer Rabbeinu Tam, dehainu le'inyan she'enu yochel leimar as mehemnes li b'shvua v'lo hech. That's only to say that he hasn't gotten out in saying, I don't accept the third party as for a shvua. Aval im poshu afilo ein lohem mal shalim. However, if they were poshim, even if they've got no money to pay, yeshalim hanifkad, the nifkad remains the primary, the primary shomer. So yes, if a shvua needs to be taken, and the third party is willing to take the shvua, the mafkid is not at liberty to say, I don't accept that shvua. But that doesn't get the nifkad, the main shomer, the first shomer, off the hook for being the primary shomer. Dim loiken kol ma shehufkad etzal bal habayis tova ishtoi v'toicha v'tipoto. Otherwise, we would have an absurd situation. Anybody who takes a pikodin into his house, the wife can consume it and be potter. Ulekach nami hocho mishtabe ime dehanu zuzi otvinu bekartelisa sheloi posho. She's got to make a shvua that she was not pushas. She put it in a safe box. And when he says, let's tell the mother to pay up, that doesn't mean she becomes the primary nifkad, the primary shomeris. She remains responsible to the son. The son has a valid claim against her. The son has to pay the owner and the mafkid, and he can claim from the mother later on when she's got money. But the son does not get off his primary responsibility, is what Tosfos says. So now let's look at the Shulchan Aruch again, and the kasha of the Ktzos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Eishes in Shin Mem Tesif Beis, Eishes Ruvein, Hishilo le'eshes shimin chafotzim ve'yotza kol be'ish enignavu. So this case is somewhat different from the case in Bov Metzia. Firstly, it's the other way around. It's the wife who's the primary shomeris. Is that relevant or not? Secondly, there's a kol that they were nignav, and in the Tur you'll remember the kol goes further and suspects that these two are in collusion, and that they might be the ganovim, which the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring into it. Im Shimon moide shachafotzim boi lirushusei. So Shimon says, yes, the chafotzim came into my rishus. So that the question is, does that make him a shomer chinam? Ve'ini yodea ma nase, he doesn't know what happened to them. Tzorich lishovo she'enam birushusei. He has to take a shvua she'enam birushusei. Ve'shelo yishalach vohem yod. If we're sure that he wasn't Shaleach Yad, and that they're not in his Rishus, and we're sure that she doesn't have them, then she is Chayeves, ultimately. And then the Sma brought the Tur and the Beis Yosef, and he says, "V'tur v'tshuvas harosh kosv bezeh ma'aseh zal v'gam choishdin l'shimun atzma shiyodeh ma'ashen ha'aseh boi v'shem adayin ha'im b'rushus v'mashne b'nei ha'ira yuchoishdin l'yisei lefi ru'us einehem." And the Sma says that is relevant, that they were choishdin. U'lefizeh yeshlema d'mishum hachi hishbiyu, because that's why he has to take a shvua. The reason he has to take a shvua is because there's a raglayim ledava, not because he's a shomer. Aval ha-mechaber shelo yitiku v'ada esvire b'lav ha-chinami mashbiyin oise. But the mechaber holds that you don't need that rumor to be mashbiyahim. So what is the machlokes turin mechaber here? V'nirid ha-hainu tayim ekivan shibo lirushusu. V'achshav einan, yesh kan reyesu mashbiyin altan ha-sofik kaze b'mokam reyesu k'chol shvua shomrim shehim sofik. So any case of a shvua shomer where there's a sofik, that creates a raya, so you can be mashbiyahim. Mitam shikosavti besimen reish tadidar kimen shivadai bo liyode v'achshav eina. We don't need the rumors to create the raya. The raya is that he acknowledges it was in his possession and it no longer is, That's enough to say that there's a that we have a problem, and he needs to take a shvuah to get out of the problem. And for this reason, he also has to take a shvuah that he wasn't pusha, even though he never agreed to be a shomer. Again, because of the reyesa. Why is this different from where a person says, "Here, come and take your chafotzim. I'm no longer a shomer." Here he was just silent. At no time did he say, "I'm not taking responsibility for these chafotzim," and so he's not as free from responsibility as somebody who tells the balabais to come and fetch the goods. That's the chiluk. Then the important smile in the next one, v'shelo shalach bo yad, v'tu kosov gam shelo posho ba shenignav. So there are more in Tzarivav. Paskins like the two, that the Shvua includes a loy posha, and the Sma might be implying that the Shulchan Aruch is not disagreeing with that. Although, as we know, the Beis Yosef in the Tur is very makbid to say that he thinks that's a mistake in the Tshuvas Harosh. And that it shouldn't say Sheloi Posha because he isn't a Ganav. He isn't a Shomer. If he isn't a Shomer, why is he making any Shvuas at all? So that's because of the Reyesa. So on that, the Ktzos HaChoshen brought the whole thing and says, he brings the Tur and he says, "Miyonir midivrei Shulchanot, the bekavone hishmit laishvua deloi poshati." The Shulchan Aruch is choylek on the tour, and holds that that's not what the Rosh meant, and brings that the Tshuvas, even though the Tshuvas HaRosh biyadeinu, it's there, but nevertheless he found in the Sefer Chazei Tenufo that the Tshuvas HaRosh is brought without the Sheloi Posha, and the reason he says is because he's not a Shomer. In that case, why does he have to take a Shvuah v'avadim lo yishalach yod b'hem af al pi she'eino Shomer chayev? The shoel shelo midas gazlan hu v'chayev. Yes, because if he was shaleach yad, then he becomes a shoel shelo midas. He didn't have the right to do that, and then he becomes chayev as a ganav, not as a shomer. Vayin mashi k'sati b'sim reish tali beis dehech adayin a shomer ike gavne dolim mechayev afilu mishum shlichus yad. Dayin b'hach shlichus yad dechadis rachmona b'shomer. Says the Ktzos HaChoshen, you'll remember that there's Shlichus Yad, which is just a general term meaning to use it for your personal use. And then there's Shlichus Yad, which is the specific Shlichus Yad in Parashas Shomrim, which means something that's very specific to Shomrim. So here where it says he's got to take a Shvur that is not Shaleach Yad, it's not taking us back into Parashas Shomrim. He's not a Shomer. Shlichus Yad means Geneva. Then he brings the Sma, and he goes through the whole thing. Later on, he says, "V'divra Ramov asma kasher ituve." The nehi disvir luhu dahavi shomer u'mishum da'adif mihanach lefanecho kameshikosov b'sma. Even according to you, Ramo and Sma, who hold that he's a shomer, the kibun the kaimel and bal lokeach havi v'ishu shishol avakakach nisus habal lokeach ufotar afilu b'pshia. In this case, the bal has a din of a lokeach. Kemevua b'shulchan aruch simen shin mem vov. The Baal is potter even from Pshia. So the woman borrows something and brings it into the marriage. The husband is not a Shomer. The husband has a din as a Lokeach, as if it's his. And the Ktzos HaChoshen took what we thought last week was a bit of a jump in saying, this din in Shimon Ben Vov is not specifically before the marriage. The same thing applies during the marriage. If a woman borrows something and brings it home and doesn't tell her husband that it's borrowed, the husband has a din lokeach. The woman remains responsible as a shoel, or as a shomeres, and the husband has no chiyuvim. So why here would the husband have to take the shvuas? So let's say she told the Baal that they're shuling. Then he would be chayiv even boines. It wouldn't be enough to take a shvur that he wasn't pusher and that he wasn't shurech yet. The Das HaRambam. And here we see that he's only chayiv b'pshia. So mimon afshach. If he told her that they were shulim, we know that he would be chayiv boinsin. If he didn't tell her that they were shulim, he's potter from everything. He's a lokeach.
She telling him. Yeah.
And even if she did tell him, he would then have to use it or specifically agree. And if you want to just say these, the shvuasim that are here, shlichus yad and shena bereshus, that's not a shvuas hashemrim, that's just a shvuas hesed. And clearly, there's no chiyuv on the baal to be nishba that he was not pusher. So, here's where I thought the Vilna Gaon is really interesting. If you look, firstly, in our siman, tzorich lishova. Because he is a shomer. So he says, he brings a raya for the tur from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. And we'll have a look at what that raya is now. And he holds, it would seem, that that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. So he agrees with the Sma, with the Ktzos, you'll notice we were medayik in the Ktzos, that he learns the Sma as saying that the Shulchan Aruch really means he takes the Shvuas Poshim as well. He didn't leave it out b'kavona. And that's why the Ktzos says, no, I think he left it out b'kavona. If you look at the Bere Kabayis, you'll see, implying that the Sma thinks not. And the Vilna Gaon seems to be learning the same way as the Sma, saying that the Svora for the Shulchan Aruch is Denase Gamhu Shomer. That's the reason he is a shomer. So it's from that specific piece in Bava Metzia Membez that he brings his raya umishe tova. So what is that Gemara going on? Which piece is that?
That's the one we just did.
That's the Ela Omarovet. That's the end of the sugya.
We make him swear.
It's Umishtav. Sorry,
well, one was him, and then it said Mishtava Ime. Right, Mishtava. We make the mother swear.
So it's on that Umishtabo is the word that he brings his raya from. She has to, the halacha that Rova brings at the end, uzumishtabo ime, she has to take a shvur, the hanu zuzi utvinu bekatelis of ignov. So she's got to take a shvur that they were, that she was not pusher, basically.
And that they're not shomeris.
Because she is a shomeris.
No, he has to swear that he wasn't pusher. She's a shoelis. She's going to be chayv even if.
She has to say Shalom Roshusa.
They both have to swear.
So, but just focus on her for the moment, because that's what the Vilna Gaon is bringing. So you see, she has to take a shvua, sheloi posha. So she's clearly a shomeris. She's a shomer chinam. Even though Aldas, Ishto Ivanov, and all of that. So you see from there, so he wants to make an equation, the Vilna Gaon, and say exactly the same happens here. Here the wife borrows, and the husband agrees they came into his rishus, he's a shomer chinam. He's not a shoel, but he's a shomer chinam. He would be a shoel if she told him they were b'sheela, and he started using them. But just by acknowledging that they came into his rishus, he is a shomer chinam. He has the same din as the ima in Bava Metzia Membeis, says the Vilna Gaon, and she has to take a shvur shomrim. So he too has to take a shvur shomrim. But now comes the difficult part. If you go to Shin Mem Vov in the Shulchan Aruch, we got that?
Yeah, I was just saying. So the Vilna Gaon is equating the case of the Shimon and Reuven case in the Shulchan Aruch, where what Shimon does is he's moided that they came into his property as now making himself into a Shomer Chinam, with the case of the mother who got a direct Mesira of the Chafetz, was directly transferred to her, and she knew she was a Shomer of some sort. So he's equating the case of Shimon, who merely knew that they came into his property, with the case of a direct Mesira.
Yeah, if you know something comes into your property and it's not yours, you are a Shomer. Remember, we said a Shomer Chinam, you become a Shomer Chinam de facto, unless you detach yourself from being a Shomer Chinam. If I've left something in your house and you call me and say, look, you've left something in your house, I cannot take responsibility for it, you better come and pick it up, then you're not a Shomer Chinam. That's Hanach Lefonecha. But if you don't and you know it's in your house, you are a Shomer Chinam. It makes no difference if I hand them over to you, or you, as long as you're aware, you become a Shomer Chinam. There doesn't seem to need to be a specific kinyan. The Shomer Chinam is just de facto. You've got something that doesn't belong to you, and you're aware of that. And you've indicated no desire not to be a Shomer Chinam. So, for that reason, the ime in Bava Metzia and the case in Shin Mem Tes is the same, says the Vilna Gaon.
Supporting the Sma and the Tur,
and saying that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really disagree with it, basically.
And the Ketzoros' understanding of that Gemara.
We'll have to see how the we'll do that. We'll do that in a moment. But now, if you look at Shin Mem Vov at the end of Sif Yud Zayin. So this is the case. Seif Yud Zayin is the case of an isho shishor la'vachar kach nises hare habal kelokeach. So this is that din at the end of Yud Zayin. Ve'im hoidia es bailo shehi shu'ulo hare ze nichnas tachteho. If he knows that that it is a shoyel, that these are dvorim shu'ulim, then he becomes the shoyel in her place. The davka shinishtamish bo, says the Ramol, achar shehodiyato, or she kibel olav liyosu ashoel, provided he actually indicates a willingness to become a shoyel, either by using or by acknowledging. On this, the Vilna Gaon says, in Chof Dalet, ve'im hodiya es ba'alo shehi shu'ulo harei ze nichnas tachteho, on that he says, same Gemara, b'mafgid neim ola le'ima v'hu adin kan. So here his raya is from the first part of that Gemara. So let's have a look at the Gemara again and see what it is he means. So it's in the havamina of Rava.
It's earlier.
Yeah, right in the very beginning. And Neymol at the top of the page. Neymol lo le'ime zili shalimi. Omra lo loy omali delav didu ninu. But if he would have told her, says the Vilna Gaon, then Rava would have been happy with the din being that she would have to pay as the primary shomer. So here we might have a machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and Tosfos, which would mean a machlokes between the Tur and Tosfos, and the Rosh and Tosfos. Because Tosfos seems to say she never takes the place of. She's always just there as a backup, but the primary nifkad is the man. The Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Vov is very strange, because he says, Nichnas Tachteo. That means he becomes the primary one now, because it's in his Rishus.
Right.
The house belongs to him. It's in his rishus. He becomes, he's nichnas tachteo. He becomes the primary one. And so the whole idea of kol hamafkid al das ishto yevonov means, according to what the Vilna Gaon is saying now, that if you hand it over to somebody else in your home and you clarify to them that they are a shomer, they become the primary shomer if they are posher. Of course, if you are posher, then you're the primary shomer. Whoever is the one that is posher becomes the shomer.
And no the, company there.
And the mafkid has to go to whoever is the responsible party. He can't say, I only dealt with... That's what it means, Adas Ishtu. So we've got a machlokes rishonim in the meaning of kol hamafkid al das ishto yovonov hu mafkid. According to Tosfos, it means he accepts that there is a right of the nifkad to hand it over to a responsible household member. That's not called a pshia. And if that responsible member has to make a shvua that they were not pusher, then he, the mafkid, can't say, I don't accept that person's shvua. But once the person, if a person cannot make the shvua, the ultimate responsibility is with the primary nifkad, not with the secondary nifkad. The Vilna Gaon seems to be learning that the primary responsibility shifts to whoever was responsible at the time of loss. And it could be any member of the household. That's what kol hamafkid al das ishto yevonov means. And that's why im hodia es bailo shehi shu'ulo harei ze nichnas tachteo. So now, in a sense, there's a little bit of a conflict between the two Shulchan Aruchs and between Rava's Havamina and his Maskona. Because in his Maskona, what does he come out with? That they both have to take a Shvur.
Right.
Why do they both have to take a Shvur? And if you look at the words in the Vilna Gaon, on our Vilna Gaon, in Shin Mem Tes, there's one crucial word in the Vilna Gaon. What is that? In Shin Mem Tes, if Kotan Aleph? What's the most significant word in that little Vilna Gaon?
He took it from Mishitova. That's what I thought it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah. But that was the significant word we believed was the most significant word a few minutes ago. But now the most significant word is the word gam. It makes a huge chiddush. Danase gam hu shomer. In this case, there are more than one shomerim. So if we now look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the difference between the Havamina and the Maskona is whether there's one shomer or multiple shomer. So in the beginning, where we wanted to say that she let her pay, Neima Leila Ime Zili Shalimi, why don't we say, you're responsible? That would be fine, says Rava, if she knew she was a shomeris. Then she would be the primary shomer. She would become the primary shomer. She and she alone.
But,
sorry?
She'd be tachtov.
Yeah, she would nichnasa tachtov. But since she didn't know that, and it's only begeder that she's an extension of him, therefore, mishtaba ihi dehanu zuzi ishtanimile ime, u mishtaba ime dehanu zuzi yudvili bekatela, v'ignov. They've both got to take shvuas because they are both shomrim. Gam, says the Vilna Gaon. When you look at the Maskona of Rava, where we're dealing in a case where there wasn't a specific Kabbalah Shmira, so the Vilna Gaon holds there has to be a Kabbalah Shmira to become a primary Shomer Chinam. The Tosfos holds there doesn't. When I say the Vilna Gaon says, it's the Vilna Gaon explaining the Rosh and the Tur. So the Vilna Gaon holds there's a Machlokes Tosfos and Tur and Rosh. Tosfos holds that a Shomer Chinam is de facto, you don't have to do anything to become a Shomer Chinam. If you give it to a person and he passes it on to another member of the household, that person has a right to make shvuas, and those shvuas need to be believed. But the primary shmira remains with the original person. In fact, probably what I said just a moment ago is not really right. So Tosfos would be saying, you do need to agree to become a shomer. She never agreed to become a shomer, the mother, and therefore she isn't a shomer. She isn't a shomer. And the only reason is on the basis of kol hamafkid al das ishto yevonov hu mafkid, is that she, her shvua is ne'emena. He's entitled to give it to her. That's not an act of pshia, and she can make a shvua, and the mafkid has to accept that. But she does not become primary shomer.
Why is she swearing?
She's swearing because we need to know that there was a geneva. We've either got to hold the primary Shoma responsible for giving it to the mother, which he doesn't have to because Kol HaMafkid Al Da'as Ishto Yevonov. So now, if we don't hold the mother responsible for anything, even for a Shavuos, says Tosfos, then any member of family can come and eat anything that the husband borrows, can consume or destroy what the husband borrows, and nobody will be chayev. That's not possible. So clearly we require the household to take the shvur. But the chiyuv is not on the household. The chiyuv is really on the primary shomer. The primary shomer is entitled to reclaim from a member of the household who might have been posher. But if the member of the household doesn't have the money, that doesn't let the primary shomer off the hook. The Rosh and the Tur, according to the Vilna Gaon, learn a little differently. They say it depends. If the secondary shomer was told that they're a shomer, then they're nichnasu tachtov. They become primary. And that's what Kol HaMafkid Al Da'as Ishto Yevonov means, that the shomer has the right to transfer all responsibilities of shmirah onto a member of their family. And if you, the mafkid, don't like that, you should be specific at the time of giving them the pikodim. On the other hand, if you didn't actually tell the person, but the person acknowledges it, they know, they're aware that the article that they're holding is not theirs, but they never specifically accepted shmirah, then they become a joint shomer and not a primary shomer. And that's the chiddush of the Vilna Gaon and the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis, that there are two different ways that a household member can become responsible. In all cases, they need to know that the object is not theirs and is in their property. So they know there is shmirah required. If they were mekabel shmirah, they become the nichnasu tachtov. They become primary, says the Vilna Gaon. If they were not mekabel shmirah, then they become a partner. And as the Vilna Gaon says, gam hu. What's the loshen? The naase gam hu shomer. He also becomes a shomer. The husband also becomes a shomer. Or in Daf Mem Beis, the wife also becomes a shomer. So you've got two shomerim. Is the way that would learn that. That's how I've understood the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon comes and says, this is a big machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes Tosfos and Tur and Rosh. The Chazeh HaTzunufa learns like Tosfos, and therefore thinks the Rosh must have made a mistake and quotes the Rosh without the Shvua Shomrim. The Beis Yosef goes along with that. But for some reason, the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon and the Sma believe that the Shulchan Aruch accepts the Tur here. Even though he does not bring the Shilei Poshabo, maybe it's also because of the way the Ramo adds it on in Tzadi Vav. He doesn't find a need to add it on here. He doesn't add it on as a kind of a yeshomrim, as if he's chilek. So the Ramo doesn't seem to be chilek with the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramo seems to accept that the Shulchan Aruch is going along with the Tur, even though in the Beis Yosef he was chilek.
So you're saying that the Ramo is explaining the Shulchan Aruch when the Shulchan Aruch said im hoidia es ba'ala hareze nichnas tachtov. He's just saying, but there has to be an additional either Hishtamshus or Kabbalah.
No, not that Ramo. I'm talking about the Ramo in Shin Mem Tes. So in Shin Mem Tes, at the end of Shin Mem Tes, where the Shulchan Aruch has just said that he has to take two shvuas, that it's Eino B'Rishusoy V'Shaloi Sholach V'Yod, and the Ramo says, V'ayin Le'el Sof Simen Tzadi Vov, he doesn't mean, I disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, I think he also has to say Pesha. He says, of course, he'll included in that. Is that he's got to say Shiloh Posha. So it seems that the Ramo, the Sma, and the Vilna Gaon all believe that the Shulchan Aruch, despite his reservations in Berek HaBayis, paskins like the two. Because it's Sof Simen Tzadi Vav, he says, he just adds in the Ramon that's on Simon Sarivov adds Vim Habal Moide Shibo Hakelim Shituvino so Lirushusoi Chayiv Vishovashin and Birushusoi Vishiloi Sholakohen Yad Vishiloi Poshobehen. He just adds that in, and he doesn't add it in as a yesh oimrim or a being chilek on the Shulchan Aruch. So he just takes it that the Shulchan Aruch includes it. The Ksos HaChoshen says no. So now you asked, how does the Ksos HaChoshen learn Mem Beis? The Ksos HaChoshen learns like Tosfos.
Is it possible he'd say there's a difference between a son and a mother and a wife and a husband who we know have a din of lokeach? There's no din of lokeach in the family relationship between son and mother, but lagavi a wife and a husband. So you could simply say that you're right. In Bar Mitzvah, that's a completely different relationship, and that.
So you're saying, is he asking, even according to the Vilna Gaon, even if you want to learn the Gemara in Mem Beis, the way the Vilna Gaon wants to learn it, the Gemara in Mem Beis is irrelevant here.
Yeah. This is a husband and wife.
Because here it's a din of a husband and wife, and the and in the case of the husband and wife, the husband has a din lekeach. So let's just have a look at the Ktzos HaChoshen inside. Uvedivre haramo vahasma kashi lituve. I understand that they hold that he's a shomer mishum da adif mehanet lefanecha. So why do I have a problem? The kiven de kaimel and bal lekeach havi veisha sheshola v'achakach nises. So here's the difficulty. If you look at Shin Mem Vov, which is the din of the bal becomes a lekeach. And at the end of Yud Zayin, v'im hodiyah esbalo shehi shu'ula harei ze nichnas tachteho, v'davka shenishtamish bo alacha shehodiyase, that im hodiyah, so we're saying, according to Vilna Gaon, that if the spouse doesn't know, then they become a partner in Shmira. If the spouse does know, they nichnas tachteho. But in the case of Shu'ula, in addition to telling the spouse has to accept being a Shu'ul.
In the Ramah.
According to the Ramah. So says the Ktzos HaChoshen, the Kivan Dekanan HaBal Lukeach HaVi V'Ishu Shu'ul HaVachak, he says, HaBal Lukeach U'Fotor HaFilu Mipshia K'mivu B'Shulchan Aruch V'Chein Kosev B'Smasham D'Potor HaFilu Mipshia. A husband should at all times be potter. He should have a din of a lokeach, provided he doesn't know.
Even if he does know, yeah. As long as he doesn't use it or take on Shmira.
Now, there I have a difficulty with understanding the Ktzos HaChoshen, because this that he has to take it on to become a Shoyal, that's only in the case of a Shoyal, Dafke.
Right.
Yeah.
In the case of the Gemara in Mem Beis, where we're talking about Shomichinim, that doesn't apply. So how would it be here? So here we would say, she is a Shoyala. She borrowed the Kalim from her friend. If she tells the husband that they borrowed, he would be chayiv bo'enes.
Right.
Would be nichnas tachteo, he would be completely nichnas tachteo, and he would be chayiv bo'enes, which doesn't seem the case, so we must assume that he didn't tell her they were shu'ulim. If they didn't tell her they were shu'ulim, what did he think when he saw them? He thought they might have been his, they might have been hers?
He just saw them b'shusai. Just knows that they were here.
So he assumes they're hers. That's why he has a din lokeach. He assumes they're hers, and he assumes that he doesn't have any special responsibilities towards it. So as long as he wasn't shuleach yad, he's off. But so there's no way that he becomes a shomer because he has a din lokeach. So the way the Vilna Gaon argues is, he says, but you see in Mem Beis that kol hamafkid al das ishtoi Uvonov, who mafkid, so the Ktzos HaChoshen is learning that literally, Dafka Ishto Uvonov, not Baila,
right.
Is what he's saying. If it's, as far as the Baal is concerned, the Baal has a din lokeach, he would be potter completely. It's Dafka Ishto Uvonov, is what the Ktzos HaChoshen would learn. Whereas the Vilna Gaon is learning it makes no difference, it's any family relationship. And this, which the din of a Baal is a Lekeach, that's where, what would be the din? That would be probably before marriage. He might say it's Dafke before marriage.
And that's actually like the Ketzet. And the Rashi is a little bit mashma, like you described the Vilna Gaon. In other words, it's the idea that as long as you are transferred within the family unit of Gedolim and Ne'amonim,
which is general.
Yes. He says, Anshei Beisoy, Hagdolim v'Ne'amonim. So why? So who should be better than more godly and Ne'aman than a woman to her husband? If that's the requirement.
Yeah.
So the Ketzes HaChushin is taking the Kol HaMatkid Adas Ishtu Yevonos, so he's going further. I suppose the Ketzes HaChushin therefore is saying this, that the Beis Yosef says that he's not a Shomer, is not only because, you know, for whatever reason he wasn't made a Shomer, it's actually because of the din that he's a Lekeach.
Yeah. You don't even get to the household.
Right, we have a specific exclusion for the husband. You've got a Gemara on Membeis, that's not for the husband, that's for everybody else in the household.
Right.
Is how you would have to learn it. So that's how the Ketzes HaChushin would be learning the Beis Yosef, and therefore he would say, since the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Shin Mem Vov that way, that the Baal is a Lekeach, then to make him consistent, you must say that he learns as he says in the Beis Yosef and not as the Tur.
And presumably the others might say that this din of Lekeach only applies before the marriage.
Yes.
Items that come into the marriage beforehand.
That's the closest Chiddush you're saying.
Yes, and it only applies, that Shin Mem Vov, don't forget, according to the Vilna Gaon, only applies when the other party, when the spouse accepts Shemira.
Right.
When they know that it's the same as she, when she could say, I thought it belonged to my son, she doesn't become it, she's not Nichnes as Tachtov in Mem Beis, in the Gemara. So here too, if the husband can say, I thought it's my wife's, he's not Nichnas Tachtov. The only time that he becomes Nichnas Tachteho is if she actually tells him.
So you're saying that in our case, there was no Hoidah from the wife to the husband?
Well, there must have been. The Ketzes HaChushin is right. If there was no... the Ketzes HaChushin is... You must assume there's no Hoidah. I want to suggest there's a third possibility. She's Modiah him and he didn't use it. So he doesn't. What happens if she's Modia and he doesn't say anything? She says, "These kelim in our living room do not belong to me. I borrowed them from Chanaleh." And he says, "Okay," and he carries on life as usual, and he doesn't use them.
Then
he could be a
Shem Echinam. Like Ramah or the Shulchan Aruch.
Well, it's not Nichnas Tachtov. Then I would say the Ramah says you're only Nichnas Tachteo as a Shoyel if you agree and you use them. But if you just had knowledge that it was yours, then we flip to the Gemara in Bava Metzia. You know that it's not. You know that it's somebody else's. If you know that it's somebody else's, then you're a de facto shumachinim. You don't become a shoya.
Right. So that's what I'm asking. This Ramah that said Davka Shinish Damishba or accepts it. Is he clarifying the Shulchan Aruch or arguing with the Shulchan Aruch?
No, he's clarifying the Shulchan Aruch. This, which the Shulchan Aruch said that Nichnas Tachteo as a shoyel, is only if he acts like a shoyel.
Okay.
What happens if he doesn't act like a shoyel? If he doesn't act like a shoyel, the Ketzes HaChushin says he's like a lokeach. I'm suggesting the way the others would learn it is if he doesn't agree, if he doesn't act like a shoyel, he's a shomechinam.
A de facto shomechinam,
a joint shomechinam.
This Rambam that the Ketzes mentions,
it's right here.
When he says, "Ve'ein lo madamari behoydah lebayla shem shoylin," dechia gam lechay v'fil bo'ins v'dasa Rambam. Is he saying there that lefid the Rambam, if you are merely told about it, all of a sudden you become a shoyl as well? And then he says, "V'kam as well." He says, "Ve'oid," and then he says, "The Ramah brings down that that if you're notified of it, you still need to use it or take on the shmirah." Explicitly, is he saying that the Rambam, however, holds that immediately become?
Yeah, because if you look at
Shomer and the most stringent type of Shomer as well, a Shoyel.
Yeah, that if he tells, if she tells him that they are Shulim,
yes,
Chayev Afilu Boinsim L'Das HaRambam. It would be interesting to see the Rambam. Is he saying dafke if he uses them?
But look how he quotes the Rambam in Shin Mem Vav.
Yeah.
The Rama himself says, "V'davke shenishtamish ba la'achar shehodiyato," and then he says, "Tur b'shem haRambam."
Right. So there would he would need to be mekabel to become a shoyel. He not only has to be told. So what I'm suggesting is that there's a possibility of three levels. If you don't know anything as a husband, then you're a loker. If you've been told, but you didn't react, you didn't say, I want no responsibility, nor did you say, fine, so I'll take care of them, or begin to use them, then you don't become a shoyel, but you are a shomechinim. You are a de facto shomechinim. In partnership with your wife. Nichnas gamhu, then it would be the same as shin mem tes.
So are we saying that Rambam there is, the Rama is interpreting the Rambam as where he had one of these two conditions of either he used it or he took on the Shmirah.
That certainly seems to be what the Rambam says. I haven't looked at the Rambam inside yet, but that certainly is what how the Rambam learns the Rambam.
So right. not a new Shita.
Right.
And then level three, you've done two levels.
So and level three is you become a Shoyal.
And then Shoyal Tachta.
So I can refuse to have anything to do with it, and then I'm nothing. I can keep quiet and not react, in which I become a de facto shomechinam in partnership with the primary shomechinam, or I can accept and I become a nichnas tachlov. So whether I'm covered by shin mem vov or shin mem tes depends on whether I was mekabel the sheila. In shin mem tes, the baal was never mekabel to be a shoyel. He says, yes, I saw they were in my rishus. Does that make him a lokach? No, because he was aware of it. He knew it wasn't his. So that's how I would learn how the others deal with the Ksos HaKoshin. How can you say he becomes a Lekeach? He's acknowledging, I knew this came into my Rishus, and I knew it wasn't ours. But I wasn't Mekabel to be a Shoyel. Okay, so then you're a partial Shemichinim.
So the Baal has a din of Lekeach if he doesn't know, is
it? Not according to the Ksos HaKoshin, according to the others. According to the others, there are three levels. According to the Ksos HaKoshin, there are two. According to the others, if the Baal doesn't know anything, but he knows they can, if the Baal knows nothing, then he's a lokach. He's entitled to assume that it belongs to his wife.
Yes.
If she tells him that they're shu'ulin, and he does not accept to be a shoyel, he does become a shomechinim.
But you're saying that the Ksos doesn't agree that if he knows nothing, the Ketzos would agree, he's a Lekeach.
Yes, only thing the Ketzos disagrees with is even if he knows that they're his wives, he still becomes a Lekeach. There's no Shomechinim status. He's either Lekeach or Nichnas Tachtov. This idea of Gam, the Vilna Gaon's Chiddush of dual Shmira, the Ketzos HaKoshin doesn't have.
Okay, but if we're saying then it's not a Baal Isha relationship over here, so if we take the case of
the mother
and the son, the item comes into the property, and let's say the mother knows about it.
Well, our case, she doesn't know. Let's start there.
Well, if she would know, if she would have known, if the son would have told her, she would become, the way that Vilna Gaon learns, she would have become primary shomer.
Even if she wasn't a Kabbalah of Shmira, she merely knows about the status of this object in the house. You should know the son walks in with a Pekad and he says, I want to let everyone know this is a Pekad over here.
If she were Poshas, then yes, but here we're talking differently. She takes it and puts it away in a box.
Right.
So she's being Mekabel to be a, completely being Mekabel to be a Shemachinim.
As opposed to a husband a wife who notifies a husband that this item over here is a pikadon, that notification, lefi the others, makes him into a shomechinam. According to the Ketzos, we're saying that he still remains a lokeach. But if we were to flip it around and say that, let's say that the husband were to bring the item in and notify his wife that this is a pikadon, everyone would agree that she becomes a shomer chinam as well.
Awesome. Yes, because that's the Gemara members.
That's simply right. So it's a special. Okay.
That's how it would seem to come out.
My husband, right? Interesting.
That's how it seemed to come out. So in terms of do we treat the family as a separate legal entity in halacha? So that's covered by the idea of kol hamafkid adas ishto uvonov neveso yomafkid. So it depends what pshat in that is. So according to the Vilna Gaon, that means that the other person could become primary shomer, or could become a partnership in shmira, depending on the level of knowledge and acceptance that that person had. According to the Ktzos HaChoshen and the way he learns the Shulchan Aruch, it only means that that person can adopt a chiyuv, but the primary shmira always remains in the place of the first shomer, unless there's a baal, in which case the baal is a lokach. So the baal, according to the Ktzos HaChoshen, it's quite complicated. So a baal is different from other members of the family. The baal has least responsibility as it emerges, unless he's specifically mekabel shmira. Everybody else, one can assume, is part of the shmira.
It's interesting, though, because if you want to say that the bias is a corporation, and now you have this gum, and it moves over as well, let's say, to his mother, you notice the Tosfos at the end said that you'll have this private debt still, where the mother will have to repay her son. So the company as a whole will take care of their responsibility, sitting primarily on the original shomer. But yeah, within the company, it's not like everybody was puttered.
Yes, each one will still have a claim.
Still have private loans going on.
Each one will still have a claim. Yeah, it's interesting to try and clarify a little bit, just in terms of worldview, the difference between Tosfos and the way the Vilna Gaon is learning the Rosh and the Tur. What really is at the core of their difference? I guess that it's around understanding Pshat in Kol HaMafkid Adas Mishtovanov HaMafkid and the din of Baal Kelokeach. So the Vilna Gaon seems to be a much more commercial way of looking at it. It's not so exceptional. It's a much more commercial way of viewing it, that there's an understanding that somebody else can become a partner in Shmira or a substitute Shomer, depending on how much acceptance they had of becoming that Shomer. But the Mafkid is out of it. This is really, who is responsible depends on the languaging in the household. The Mafkid can't say, I gave it to this one, not to that one.
Right, so the original halacha of Kol HaMafkid is to tell the Mafkid that he can't say Atmehem Nisli.
Right.
That was the main purpose of that.
Right. And I think this idea, it takes it further, because it allows us to go into corporations and say, since we have a concept, the idea of Aldas Ishto Yevonov, as Rashi explains it, is on the Das HaMafkid. So we're evaluating the Das HaMafkid. And we're saying a mafkid knows that the husband, that the man he's giving it to, is going to allow responsible members of his household to participate in the shmirah. So the same would happen in a company. It's not dafka a household. If it's very clear that anybody giving it an item to a teller at the bank, you know that the teller's going to hand it to others and others and others, and they're all responsible, and you're not going to expect to say, I want the money back from the teller. That idea opens the whole concept of a corporation and expanding responsibility. It's interesting. Rebusha Weiss came out with a new volume of Shilas and Tshuvas. I haven't seen it yet, but I saw it reviewed on the internet. And one of the Shilas there apparently is a Kablan in Israel is building or preparing a property, and an Arab worker who he has subcontracted to drops a beam that damages the air conditioning system of the family below. So the family below now come to the builder, to the Jewish builder, and says they want compensation for the damage to the air conditioning system. He says, it wasn't me, go and sue the Arab. And And they try and go through the whole thing of you know, it isn't really him, but the Rebbe Shavayis comes to the conclusion that nobody would hire a Kablan ever if they knew that if the Arab subcontractor did something, you would have to sue the Arab.
So
that's the basis. So it's the das of the person. That's the contractual basis. If you can say people wouldn't have hired you had they known that you were going to get out of it this way, that makes you chayev. Which is really important to allow business you can't start getting into halachic dreis to get somebody out of the deal. At the end of the day, you've got to say, would the contracting party ever have gone into the contract had they known that you were not going to be responsible? So the same here. It's almost the other way around here. We're saying the contracting party, in this case the mafgid, understands absolutely that more than the individual he's giving it to are going to be looking after it.
Protection for the nefkat, in a sense.
Yeah. And just the degree of protection depends. But the really exciting part of this little piece, I just think, is to see how the Vilna Gaon, just from two tiny Vilna Gaons, how the Vilna Gaon learns Pshat in the Gemara in Mem Beis, how he reconciles it with the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Vov, and that with the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Tes, in such a way that answers the Kash of the Ksei Sachoshin and supports the Sma in his understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. And not like the Berek HaBayis in the two.
Right. Sorry.
Sorry?
The tiniest.